It's holiday weekend. That's why I look like this. Also, because I was supposed to be in Vegas this weekend. We're doing the weekend motivator. Actually, somebody else was going to do it, but in case you guys don't know, my husband came down with Logan's cold that he had earlier this week. Today, Chris is now running a fever. So we were supposed to go to Vegas last night. I had all my plans. Let me just tell you how it was going to roll here at the Crabtree House. I had laid out all my plans for Vegas. I knew when I was drinking. I knew, you know, like, this is the night that we're going to go do the Diablo nachos, because y'all know I love the Diablo nachos. We had everything set. And then yesterday morning, we were flying out at 8:30 last night, and Chris woke up and was sick. And sick just like Logan was. And so I was like, are you sure you want to go? Because when I go to Vegas, if I've got my drink plans and I've got all my plans made, I'm going to want to do all the things. And I know me well enough to be like, I will drag your dead, dying body along with me to the dance floor. And he was like, maybe we can go in like 3 weeks. And so we decided to cancel our weekend trip for this weekend. It was a little disappointing. We have been to Vegas for Memorial Weekend. Oh my God, like 8 years running now. So, I mean, it was just like, but you know, it is what it is. So I said, okay, new protocol. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. Let me get my card up because I have it laid out. But I want to talk to you guys about holidays, because I think a lot of you, what happens is that you think you're going to just roll holidays the way you always do. Now, look, I am up for a challenge. So like, if you're just like, no, I'm having a healthy holiday. This is how I feel. I feel so motivated and so good by it. That is what you should do. Like, seriously, hear the words coming out my mouth. But if you're having a holiday weekend and you're not used to these weekends and you do have plans, then here's what I would do. I would make a realistic plan for the holiday weekend. It always starts with that realistic plan. And a realistic plan starts with your intention. You want to know that you have a plan that feels totally doable, totally committable, and that you can do it. It is very, very important. And here's why. When we talk about the realistic plan, the point of it is to be able to help you be deliberate, to be intentional, to learn how to do the things that you'll say you will do, to meet yourself where you're at while challenging yourself just a little. And then eventually what happens is each realistic plan, as you continue to just challenge yourself a little because you're accomplishing it, they get a little bit harder and a little bit harder and a little bit harder. But what's not happening is they don't feel harder. What most of you do is y'all start with like the hardest fucking plan you can find and then wonder why you struggle bus. It's like, because you didn't learn the skill of meeting yourself where you're at, of leveling up, of like taking the small steps, of not overwhelming yourself. You didn't learn those skills. That's why it feels that way. So that realistic plan, it's all about learning how to set intention with, this is what I will do, and I want to lose weight, and I know the long game, and I'm in the long game, and each day I'm going to do this. I'm going to prove to myself that I am going to get good at planning. I'm going to get good at thinking. I'm going to get good at showing up for this stuff. And then each day I'm going to ask myself, is today the day I'm ready to do a little bit better? Is the day I'm ready to level up just a little bit? What is the 1% today? What is the good, better, best today? That is how you use the realistic plan like a boss, and you use it that way on a holiday weekend. What most of you do is you either plan your balls out hard version of your plans for the weekend and then wonder why it's a struggle bus the whole time. Or some of you just like, F this, it's Memorial Day. That's what I'm gonna do. So when we changed all of our plans, what I decided to do was make my new realistic plan for being at home. I went to the store and I bought a lot of fruit. I bought some salads because we weren't going to have any food in the house because we done ate everything we had thinking we were going to Vegas. So I went and I bought all that. Then I bought 2 bottles of wine because I knew that I was going to have wine by my pool this weekend. And I thought, what else am I going to want to have this weekend? And so I bought pop chips because Corinne loves some pop chips. So I was like, I want to have pop chips this weekend. This is my homecation. Like, what do they call it? Staycation? We're now having staycation. So I went ahead and I just planned to be able to have a little fun this weekend. My intention is to make it through the weekend knowing that I had my back, that I had fun, that I was on plan, meaning whatever it was that I planned. Like, we have either tonight or tomorrow, depending on how Spoonie feels, is we're going to go to Burger Republic and we're going to have like date night, even if we day drink. So like, I just laid everything out. Guys, the more you get into the habit of like, yeah, this is why I love losing weight. This is why I love my weight loss, because I have figured out how to actually plan it in ways that I plan to live. Because that's why I'm happy with where I'm at now. Because I learned how to do that all the way down. I didn't like go on every vacation and spend every holiday white knuckling, hoping to God that I would lose my weight so I could quit this bullshit. I didn't do that all the way down. Just like I'm doing today is the shit I did at 220, at 250, at 180, all the times. I can't tell you how many times we went to Vegas and I had planned to just blow it out. Like, I have vacations where I remember saying, I am willing to gain up to 7 pounds. Like, here are all the things I want to eat, and here's all the things I'm going to drink, and that is what this vacation is about. And I know exactly what I'm going to do when I get home. I'm going back to my regular life. That's what I want to do. But I was intentional. I had confidence. I wasn't terrified of going back home. I didn't feel like I was going to miss out. I set myself up for everything in a way that was like, and this is how I want to live the rest of my life. I'm actually creating some content and studying. One of the things that I want all of you to start doing that I know is so important for me is that while I was losing weight, I was always thinking about the future version of me. I wasn't thinking about my past version. Like, I was always trying to shift into like, I'm going to do these things because I know that when I get back from vacation, I am on like Donkey Kong. I am back to the things that I've been doing. I'm going to do this now because I love the way that I'm living my life. Like, it's all about creating like how much joy, how much like true life pleasure can you create? Not just food pleasure. It doesn't mean that you don't have things you plan that you enjoy eating, but it's all from an idea of, I want to create the life that I want for myself. And that includes all of these things. Sometimes it includes telling myself no when I want to say yes. But I always know that in those moments, that's just like immediate desire. Because overall, in the big scheme of things, I am planning my life in a way that like, I fucking look forward to it. Like, I just look forward to this life. I'm really thinking about my life. So, number one for the holidays, guys, you still have to have a realistic plan. That's it. That, and it's not that hard. I don't care if you don't know where you're going. I didn't know anything about that. As of last night, I was going to be in Vegas all weekend. Now I'm going to be here and I had no food. I have a sick husband. Don't know when he's going to feel like going out, but I still can put myself into the mindset of, this is not a problem. What am I in control of? I'm always in control of how I think. I'm always in control of the things that I'm going to plan. So it doesn't matter if you don't know where you're eating or what they're serving or anything like that. That is like bullshit minutia that your brain's going to throw up. Your old habit brain is going to be like, this is why it's so hard. You should just eat what you want all weekend. It's like, just be like, yeah, I get it. You think we can't think this through, but we actually can. Like, if we can invent iPhones and electricity and cars and things like that, I'm pretty fucking sure we can solve a picnic. All right, number two, let's say you are going to the picnic. One of the things y'all ask me all the time is like, what if I don't know what they're serving and stuff? Be willing to bring something. Just share. You can always bring some stuff to a party and a host is never going to be like, bitch, why'd you bring food? They're always going to thank you. And then you know immediately you have a place to start. You might like have other stuff or whatever, and that's the way you're planning, that's fine. But if you're like one of those people who's like, I know they're just going to have like all the store-bought potato salad and the store-bought this and the store-bought that, and I just really want that shit, be willing to go make a plate. Go make something shareable. Make a grand salad. Make something so that you have what you want there. It's not that hard. When we put our brains to, sorry, my back's itching. When we put our brains to work on the things that we want and stuff, guys, I swear to God, you will be amazed at your own ingenuity. You will be amazed at, like, if you start thinking about, what is it that I want to feel on Monday? Oh, yeah, I want to feel, you know, like, like I made good decisions and I did all these things. When you put yourself into that future mindset of like creation and imagination, you come up with creative ideas and imaginative ideas of things. If you sit around and be like, well, in the past, when I've gone to these things, I've just been like face down in mac and cheese. Like if you sit there and you go back to what like blew up on your ass in the past, then you're going to go and you're going to be anxious and you're going to be nervous and you're going to be ill prepared and you've not visualized anything you want. You don't know how you want to feel. You don't know anything except a bunch of bullshit that never worked. Like if that shit didn't work, then quit visiting it and acting like it's suddenly going to give you good advice. Think about your future. All of your new results, all of your new thinking, all of that resides in your future. All you have to do is like go and say like, huh, but wasn't going to do it like that. And I was going to do it some kind of brand new ass way that might work. Well, what could that be? If all else fails, ask in the tribe. All right. The last thing for surviving holidays, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, we have like all the water all over the house. I went to the store yesterday and I bought stuff and I also bought a ton of water. We are going to be hydrated fools. So we're getting into the warm season. For all of you, I know you're trying to lose weight. The best thing you can do is like maybe up your water by at least a glass a day while it's starting. I know some of you still have snow, but for all of us that are like, it's going to be 94 degrees and humid here in Nashville, you want to start upping your water some. That not only is going to help you lose weight, it's going to curb some of your cravings. It is also going to just like, if you're doing a little extra drinking, if you are eating a few foods that you normally don't eat, if you're putting in a little bit of like if you're having the chips or you're having some salty stuff, drinking a little extra water will help like just balance out those things. So like my three biggest holiday tips for you guys. Number one is I want you to make sure that you are having realistic plans. The holidays are not an opportunity to practice stopping planning. We have to quit finding reasons to not plan. We have to always be on the hunt for being compelled to plan no matter what. You want to make sure that you are thinking outside the box. Either offer to bring stuff to parties and stuff like that, or call ahead and just ask the hostess and just say, hey, I've just been watching what I eat. What are you planning to have? Is there anything I can bring? Like, be willing to do those things. And then make sure that you're getting all your water in. You know, when we do these holiday weekends and stuff, it is so easy to like forget to drink. Like, it's just easy to forget the basics. A lot of you will go into a holiday weekend, you'll have a few drinks, you'll sleep a little worse, you'll get behind on your water, and you'll wonder why next week you feel like freaking shit. Like, you have to make sure that you keep those basics running along. Keep getting your sleep. Make sure that you're prioritizing those things, because next week, how you feel and how you show up in your regular life will all be dependent upon a few habits that you either continue or form new ones. So you want to make sure you're keeping that habit of planning, and you want to make sure that you're keeping up with your water and your sleep, and you're not like allowing yourself to like, oh, just this weekend. Oh, that's the bullshit that's going to come up. It's like, no, it is never okay to just eat something because. It's never okay to not plan for a few days. It's never okay to whatever. Just get into the habit of doing those things. It doesn't take long and it never hurts you. So why not just do it? Just believe you're the kind of person who can just do it no matter what. All right, so if you guys have any questions, ask them super fast. Let me give you some shout outs while y'all plug in a couple questions. And if there's no questions, we get out early. I am one task, a big one. I'm almost finished. I'm pulling together some new content and stuff for, it's actually going to release to you guys in a couple months. This is just how ahead your queen is, but I'm just saying, I have to finish the presentation, then I have to record it. And then when that's done, I get to get my big bottle of water, my brand new pool float that I ordered, and I get to go outside. That is why you see the bathing suit. I put on the bathing suit to make sure that when it was time to go to the pool, there was nothing stopping me, not even changing clothes. It's also why it's no makeup day and headband day, because I want to make sure that I can't stand laying by the pool and my bangs blowing into my eyes. It just drives me crazy. All right, shout outs. Emily O'Brien is an April baby who joined the tribe, hoping to have her weight loss closer to her goal of 100 gone for daughter's graduation. She didn't make her goal, but being in this tribe of beautiful women, she turned it into a non-scale victory by inviting her ex-husband and his beautiful family to join us for dinner after her daughter's graduation. Something she said she would have never done before PMP. And that's huge. Like, being willing to invite the ex, some good stuff. But you know what? I actually posted on this. I posted on this in when I read it come through. And I just want to say, like, Emily, you get an extra shout out. My parents didn't get along when I was growing up. My dad got along with my mom. My mom didn't get along with my dad. The main reason why my dad didn't get along with my mother is because he was just shallow. He doesn't think too deep. And so, you know, he just, you know, just stayed away. He just didn't ever like feeling bad. My dad, his way of avoiding uncomfortable emotion was just to disconnect to people. So I didn't see him much when I was growing up. Well, my mom, like, basically would vomit every time his name was spoke. So I remember growing up and, like, I remember my graduation. Of course, now my graduation was a little different. I, you know, I just come off suicide attempt and everything. But I remember so many events growing up that I would want my dad there and I would at least want to invite him. And I would be so full of angst because my parents didn't get along. And I just think it's such a gift you give to your daughter, you know, like, especially because you're setting aside your weight and everything. Just set all that bullshit aside and just relish in the idea that you're the kind of mom who invites an ex and his family to your daughter's graduation. Not a lot of parents do that. So you get an extra shout out. Best name in the tribe is next. Peace, Serenity, Tranquility. I'm not thinking that's a fake Facebook name, but kudos for you for picking an amazing one. I was like, so Mary Jo picked out this one. She said, for having the best Facebook name ever. Just wanted to say that. Jinseya, for throwing out a challenge to the tribe to want to lose the last of their weight, and all those who want to lose the last of their weight and who wants to cross that finish line to maintenance. Jen, who's one of our tribe mentors, she comes to our events and stuff. She has 25 pounds she wants to lose, but it can be any amount to join. So find her post if you search for the hashtag finish line. So this is for all of our girls that are like nearing the end of the journey. Jen wants to run a challenge for all of you guys, which I think is amazing. We have Permjeet and Allie for having the first PNP International Meetup in Glasgow, Scotland. I saw that yesterday too. I was like, oh my God, we're legit. We're so international. If we weren't international, just having people everywhere, when there are like worldwide meetups, I feel like Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide. And Queen's Club members. This month, the Queen's Club members were challenged to take a selfie every single day and to describe their feelings and share what they see. Some of the girls who never take selfies, let alone post them, are stepping outside of their comfort zones daily for this challenge. The coaches wanted to just make sure that we said something about this because I know Mary Jo and Kathy in particular have been watching this. Kathy mentors the Queen's Club. And, of course, Mary Jo is the community, you know, manager of all. And they've just really enjoyed watching you guys do that. And I've seen some of them come through and just be like, oh, look at this. At every time, it's so funny because I go into the Queen's Club and I'm like, oh my God, look at all these selfies. And I keep forgetting they're having selfie challenge. So we have exciting things happening in the tribe. I like went to the group this morning to answer some questions and just poke around and see what was going on. And just so many transformations, guys. It's so inspiring. I hope that all of you who, you know, you're not in your transformation stage yet. You're still trying to figure things out and stuff. I want you to look to them like they are your future. You're very past focused when you think, oh, that can't be me. This sucks. I'm jealous. That's you thinking about how you can't do things only based upon because you haven't done it yet. If you want something new, you literally have to start thinking something new, which means when you see those posts, you need to see yourself in that. You need to be like, they were me at one point. And rather than being upset by it, or rather than like being like, oh, that's just not me, or being sad, I want you to look at it and I want you to be like, that will be me one day. So let me ask them, what is one thing, what is something unconventional that you would tell someone to just do? Like, just ask the questions. That's why they post. They post because it feels good and stuff, but they also post because they know there are people sitting around wanting that next step. And they have the answers. They can tell you what the future is if you just ask for it. All right, let's see if we have any questions. I think we do, but I don't think I have anybody in here giving me questions today. Will the coaching call open back up tomorrow? What does that mean? I don't know. Which coaching call? What are you talking about, Sharon? Tomorrow is Saturday? Let me look at the calendar. Betsy's doing office hours. You just have to go on there and you get on anytime you want. Saturdays is always is the office hours for the coaches. So, yeah. Oh, you mean for the 25th. Yeah. So the calendar already has when all the coaching is going to be on. I think, guys, that you can go, if I'm not mistaken, you can go into the website now underneath the training calendar, and there's a form you can always apply. I think all the dates are on the calendar as of right now for June, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I put them out there the other day. Yeah, they're all on there. Let's see. I'm finding myself clenching my jaw all the time. I've tried to determine what feelings are driving it. I've TDL'd about it. I've sat and tried to feel where else in my body I'm feeling it. I keep coming up with nothing, nada. I even thought it was a cold, so I sat by a heater and was still clenching. Any suggestions? Yeah, I'd get, that's probably more of just a habit of just like over time. You've just, like, I'm a teeth grinder, and I grind when I work. It doesn't, like, I'm not like sitting there, and I mean, I can like be enjoying the hell out of what I'm working on and still grind my teeth. I would bet you that is just a habit. And one of the things is just stopping it every single time you catch yourself doing it. It's just like if you bite your nails. It starts off sometimes like you just start biting your nails and then you notice that you bite your nails when you're stressed or you notice when you do it. So sometimes it can be related to a feeling, but often what happens is people who bite their nails will also catch themselves biting their nails when they're not stressed, when they're just sitting around. It's kind of like smokers will say they smoke when they're stressed, but they also sometimes smoke when they're happy. Just like all of us eaters. Sometimes we eat because of stress, but a lot of times we just eat because it's just a habit. So it's like just understanding that what you're having with your teeth is probably just an urge to do it. And if you can't necessarily find anything, it's just a matter of just breaking that tie. You can, you could probably research clenching your jaw and find like hacks on like spacers or different things that you could do just to protect your teeth and stuff. I gained 3 pounds this week, 8 on plan, 5 of 7 days. Here's what I would do, Alexis. The other 2 days, figure out how to get on plan. That's where the 3 pounds came from. So go to the 2 days that you didn't eat on plan and dig into that as to, okay, what do I need to plan differently? What needs to happen here? The form for requesting coaching from Corinne for June will be up tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. And then let me see. Was there anything else, you guys? Come June 1st, how long will registration be open for camp? Yeah. So registration for camp will open on June 1st and it will be open until we sell out. And then at that point, you'll be told we're sold out and you'll have to email support to get on the wait list. So we'll leave it up until it sells out. And that's what, and we always leave the page up and whatnot until then. All right, guys, I think that is everything. I am going to do my recording. You guys will probably hear this lesson in a few months. I'm trying to get ahead on some of my content because I'm really studying right now a lot of things for you guys. And one of the things that I like to do is, just so you kind of know how the process works, is like I like to study lots of different concepts. And then that way, as I'm creating, like next month is urges, I have all this other stuff, like this, like how to think from your future versus your past. I have all these things that I can apply and then break out the concepts separately for you in different months so you get a better understanding. But just know that this afternoon it will be listening to a Mel Robbins book. And then booty jams. So if you really like dirty music and a little bit of dance and hip hop and all that kind of stuff, like some electronic and whatnot, go to Spotify, look me up, and look for the Crabtree. I think it's the Crabtree Pool Party or something like that. Or Crabtree. Oh, no, it's called Crabtree's Poolside Party. So if you're on Spotify, if you just search for Crabtree's Poolside Party, you will hear all the things that Mr. Crabtree and I like listening to. And it is literally like electronic music and butt music. That is all we got. So thank you guys. I might pop in live sometime this weekend because I don't have a call on. Originally, we didn't schedule a call for Sunday because it's Memorial Day weekend and nobody hardly would show. And I was supposed to be in Vegas. So if you don't hear from me, I'll be in the Facebook group, but I'll probably do a surprise live this weekend and tell y'all how things are going here at the Crabtree Staycation. All right. Bye, y'all.